guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Yes! Yes, we do buy diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum. Yes, we do buy or trade. Yes, we do buy diamonds, coins, gold and silver. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. There is now a $4,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Police say that 30-year-old Neil Kumar was shot and killed during that robbery. This happened at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10 early Wednesday morning. Montgomery police say a man accused of capital murder is also behind another shooting. Authorities say 23-year-old Cardarius Fountain is responsible for a triple shooting on July 4th. That shooting happened in the 3200 block of Covered Bridge Drive. And the Montgomery Public Safety Communication Center staff is growing. 5 women graduated yesterday, becoming public safety communications operators and dispatchers. City officials stress the importance of dispatchers during emergencies. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. Plus, get a $5 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event is going on now, with everything you need to let the savings flow. Like the Moen Genta 4-inch faucet in brushed nickel finish for just $99. It combines a contemporary modern design with a spot-resistant finish for a beautifully clean look in your bathroom. Today is the day for doing and stylish updates at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Officers in the San Fernando Valley near L.A. spending a tense 13 hours hunting for a man they say shot his entire family.
One by one, the 16 Marines pulled from the formation by authorities, arrested, said the Marine Corps, for alleged involvement in various illegal activities from human smuggling to drug-related offenses.
The Senate Intelligence Committee released that report on Russian meddling with a big warning for the next election.
Jeffrey Epstein is on suicide watch in a New York City jail after the disgraced financier was found unresponsive in his cell with marks on his neck.
Robert Mueller testified before Congress. Democrats are still debating whether to pursue impeachment of the president.
James Monsees, the co-founder of Juul, a nicotine vape brand popular with teenagers, now worth billions. He was grilled by Congress and he said they never intended the product to be used by minors.
Modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 18 points. The temperature outside is 88 degrees. A lot different than what it was at 8:30 or 8 o'clock this morning. I went on the deck and drank coffee, and by 8:30, I had to get out of there. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
I almost forgot it's Friday, but it is. Hello.
It is. TGIF and all that kind of good stuff.
How you doing?
I'm good, my man. It's Friday.
I know. I'm enjoying it. I did enjoy the cool weather this morning myself.
I mean, it was wonderful at 6 o'clock this morning, but got the TV out there, had my coffee, birds singing, squirrels are playing. You know what those squirrels do? They eat pine cones right above my car. And I get up and go get in the car, and I've got pine cone stuff all over it from them eating. They go, "Hey, let's do this." I see pine cones in front of his car, in top of his car.
If it was my car, I'd be a bit annoyed, but it's not. It's your car. It's kind of hilarious.
Oh, okay.
It's just the squirrels.
So I may drop the population of squirrels in my yard by one or two. The word gets out pretty quick.
The war has begun.
I still have my pellet gun to try to get those little rascals. I'll never forget shooting the squirrel in the the great myrtle tree above the pool, and it hit him, and it knocked him out, knocked him off the branch into the pool. He was pissed. I didn't kill him. I
hit him a little bit.
Yeah. Wounded his ego, but he was mad. Trying to watch a squirrel get out of a swimming pool is interesting in its own.
Mm-hmm. Was it like a cat where they're all wet, so you see the tiny body?
Oh, yeah, they're tiny. They're tiny. Yeah. It's like a little rat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he went swimming all around the swimming pool, couldn't figure out how to get in, tried to get into the skimmer, figured that wasn't a very good plan.
No.
Finally found the steps and got out, and they shake off just like a dog does. I didn't know that. I learned something new. But I got to kick out of watching him try to figure that thing out. 272-9228. Can't wait to do my Dan Black Studios live spot.
Okay.
Because he's got a special just for Dan Moore Show listeners.
Ooh, folks better listen in.
They better listen in. How long for now is that?
Oh, I could check for you. No, we're not. We're looking like 2 hours.
No, yeah. I can't wait 2 hours.
I mean, we could do it now. If you
I can do one now and do one then, because my good friend Dan Black.
Yeah.
Being a Dan Moore Show listener has his privileges. You remember like American Express?
Mm-hmm.
If you call him, I guess it'd be best for me to go get this telephone number, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay, let me go do that.
No, but Dan Black.
Make noise.
Make noise. No, but Dan Black has become a great sponsor of the show. I've been a long-time friend of Dan's. They started radio, I believe, back in Troy together when it was music radio, you know, being jocks. But what he's doing now with Dan Black Studios is state-of-the-art. It's important for history's sake, keeping things going. But also, if you know, want to produce a video, and he's got his Dan's going to lay out specials for listeners of the Dan
Black Show. If you call him between now and the 31st, the end of the month, he will give you 40% off video conversions that you move it over to digital.
Wow.
40% off. So get ready to copy. I would get in there because I don't want him to shut the door on you. 334-676-1734. 334-676-1734. You must tell him you're a Dan Moore Show listener, and he'll boom. 40% off. Boom. 40% off. You know what 40% off sounds like? Boom. Just like that. Okay. Going to be a nice weekend this weekend. I really like the cooler, but boy, I tell you, 8:30 and all of a sudden it's like somebody turned the convection oven back on for me. Okay, 272-9228, first time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. When I was in there last night, or yesterday, some people were picking up some of the ribeye steaks that I had been talking about. Heard my voice and said, "You're Dan." I went, "Yeah." I said, "Who are you?" Bill and Molly. Bill and Molly were getting ribeye steaks from Fresh Market because they were on sale. I recommended instead of the baked potato, getting the Yukon or the twice baked potato. They went twice baked potato route. I said, "What y'all do is call in." They go, "We don't ever call in." I went, "Why do people tell me that?" He said, "We just listen." Somebody else told me that yesterday, too. Very, very nice lady that I got to meet over the telephone.
A lot of people do that. They don't want to call. They just like listening in.
They just like listening. They're taking it all in. One person said, "You're the smartest person I know." I said, "You don't know many people, do you?" are you at a low IQ camp or something? Can't be. Okay, and then any caller today can get in because we're going to do the drawing today for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Well, I'm glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies that you've been in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Down 231, just past the Taylor Road exit, 2 minutes on your left-hand side, you'll see it. And go in and enjoy yourself. You will love it. Okay, man, we got a lot going on here. Let's start out with 16 Marines at Camp Pendleton. They're in trouble.
Uh-oh. Two of the country's most famous military units are under intense scrutiny today over troubling incidents on opposite sides of the world. A human smuggling investigation led to the mass arrest of 16 Marines from the 1st Marine Division yesterday at Camp Pendleton in California. Two other Marines were arrested and charged earlier this month. Now, the accusations range from smuggling illegal immigrants into the country to drug-related offenses.
And in a separate case, an entire platoon of elite Navy SEALs was sent home from Iraq over allegations of sexual misconduct and drinking while deployed. Jamie Ukis is at Camp Pendleton. That's north of San Diego. Jamie, what more do we know?
Well, this is what we know right now, Tony. Those 16 Marines are in the brig on the base, and authorities here say they've already questioned 8 additional Marines. Marines are known for their discipline and dedication to country, but in the past month, authorities here have arrested 18 Marines from this base, some for allegedly helping ferry undocumented immigrants into this country in exchange for money.
It's a shock to the system.
Thursday's arrest of 16 Marines occurred in dramatic fashion in front of their own entire unit.
The release of this information was really so we could be completely transparent about what happened today. It was a very large arrest.
The Marines were made to line up in morning formation, like this one the Marine Corps filmed earlier at California's Camp Pendleton. They were then arrested for offenses that range from human smuggling to drug-related activities.
Man, so when you're in formation, what happens is you're coming out of your barracks and you're getting by your unit in formation. So they get this one group and they go and surround them with MPs. And they basically go get those guys, they cuff them and take them off.
Wow.
Pretty humiliating in front of your comrades there.
I mean, but these charges are very serious. Heck, huh?
Bringing illegals over the border for moolah?
Must have been a big chunk of change.
Man.
I guess.
Talk about spending some time in the break. That's not the entire story. So let me go to a break and come back. We'll give you the second part right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Pig Enterprises ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Pig Enterprises. Pig Enterprises, get a squeal of a deal. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Pig Enterprises and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get me, honey, beat you at your own game. 272-9228, that's where we are.
No thanks, honey, I'm living on my astral plane. Boots on the ground,
Okay, let's continue on here with this story. 16 Marines arrested.
All 16 suspects are members of the oldest active duty Marine division, headquartered here, just 60 miles north of the Mexican border. None of the Marines were among the 6,600 active duty and National Guard troops assigned to bolster Border Patrol at the southwestern border. The Marines say Thursday's arrest stemmed from an earlier arrest of two more Camp Pendleton Marines near the Mexican border in early July. The pair were pulled over with three undocumented immigrants in their back seat and charged with human smuggling. Both have pleaded not guilty. According to authorities, the undocumented immigrants said they agreed to pay the Marines $8,000. The Marines said it was not their first time doing this, and Border Patrol expanded the investigation, which led to Thursday's arrest.
If they are in fact found guilty of those crimes, then they'll be held appropriately accountable for that.
In a separate case on the 4th of July, an entire platoon of 22 elite Navy SEALs in Iraq allegedly held a drunken party. That not only violates regulations against consuming alcohol in Iraq, but there have also been allegations of sexual assault.
When questioned, the whole platoon from SEAL Team 7 in Iraq refused to speak with investigators. When their commander ordered them home on Wednesday, he said he, quote, lost confidence in the team's ability to accomplish the mission.
Man,
that's right.
That is incredible. I mean, top to bottom, but the Iraq partying, and that's pretty bizarre. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Mr. Dan.
How are you?
Hey, this will probably be my last time calling, but I want to tell you something.
Why is
you
that?
Well, I've been listening to old Mark Well for a long time, and, back in that day and everything, I just want to tell you, you and Joey, I mean, y'all do the best job on this station. And I just want to ask a question, because I know you'd listen. In the morning times with this, can you hear me, buddy?
Hello? Yeah.
Okay, well, all I'm going to say is, could y'all ever, like, have a black announcer? A black announcer like you guys doing. Because y'all do a good job. But, have y'all ever had anybody at that station that would be a black DJ or a black announcer? Would y'all ever consider it?
Of course. There's there's several black DJs here.
There is? I mean, at Talk? I mean, during the daytime?
Not on News Talk.
Not on News Talk.
We have multiple stations here in Bluewater.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm saying that, I love you guys. And the reason I'm saying that is because in the morning time, that guy has turned every freaking thing around that ever had something to do with station. You and Joey are the only one that kept Mark Well alive, but in the mornings and the evening and stuff, I mean y'all do your job.
Well, Tom, we appreciate that, but if you have something issue with other hosts, you need to call them and not bring it up
there.
Here.
You go.
Well, I'm sorry, Joey. At least let me tell you something. You didn't hang up, and you're man enough to say that, and I love you for that, and I'm sorry you guys.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Sorry you're not going to listen anymore.
Weird call.
Under the unusual strange call department here.
Indeed.
Oh, wow. Kind of threw me off my game there a little bit here. But that's all right. I'm going to get it done. North Korea. Firing missiles. Democrats holding press conferences about impeachment. Man, you should have. I wish I could have gotten to that, but I had no way to record it. Because I was in the car listening to it. But, man, some of the stuff that they said was unbelievable, particularly Swalwell and Nadler. These guys are living in la-la land. They were so out of touch with America, and they just kind of, they think, well, if we can just say it enough, people will start believing it. But, I mean, they're saying it's collusion right out there in front of you. It's obstruction of justice right out there in front of you. No, it's not.
No.
Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Mr. Dan, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's up?
I'm I'm about to head up to Montgomery for the weekend, and I'm looking for a good time, and I heard that you're the man to talk to. And that's so bad. Hey, yeah, your show sounds great. Talking about the Marines, you know, that shows the power of the difference in cultures. And that's the only way I can read that is because, you know, the Marines, it's a well-disciplined operation. But still, the money must, you know, these guys are talking about they're going to get a grand a pop, and the illegals, they're coming over the border anyways. I can see how they justified it. It's a shame they're going to pay a pretty good price for easy money. But anyway, that was my two cents. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great, Sam. And I'll tell you, I've been around Marines because of the Marine One unit.
Yes, sir.
And Nighthawk assigned to the White House. And, I mean, those guys are some serious partiers. We used to do carrier deck landings with them. They taught me what that
sure.
is. And, but all of them would, everything was straight arrow after that. You know, they may party hard, that kind of stuff, but they wouldn't get off bounds of stuff. I mean, not one inch.
Yeah, see, Dan, I was fortunate enough. I had a Marine engineering platoon that did work for me. Built my base camp in 95 when we were doing a task force in Honduras.
Uh-huh.
And they did great, absolutely.
What year? 95?
95.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Most of my time in the Army was during the Cold War. And, mm-hmm. and we spent a lot of time Central South America.
Oh, absolutely. Excuse me.
And I drilled a lot of water wells, built schools and clinics. And, I mean, it was very rewarding work. And but I remember the Marine platoon, was a lot of little details. But, yeah, they were great guys. But also, like what you're getting back to about the partying and whatnot, people try to legislate out the human spirit. The SEALs. You're not supposed to drink in Iraq. That comes from the very top. Yes, that's part of the Muslim culture. But they had a party, and word got out, and apparently it got bad. But anyway, it's always... It's hard to completely stomp down the young man's spirit. I'm just going to leave it with that.
Yeah,
it's a good way to put it.
Gentlemen,
go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead. I was just going to wrap it up and let somebody else get on them. But I hope y'all have a good weekend.
Sam, you too, buddy. Thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate you. Newstalk 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have to ask, Mr. Christian, what is going on at Brubaker Motors? I've noticed Brubaker stickers on vehicles everywhere. I've been to Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa. It seems you're selling cars everywhere in Alabama.
Well, it's a couple things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We would rather make $100 per vehicle and sell 1,000 than make $1,000 and only sell 100. We price our vehicles to sell quickly, and we stock vehicles to fit any budget. This allows our customers to drive away in the car, truck, or SUV they've always wanted. The other is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks, no fancy fine print. I guess you could say our success is a southern secret.
What do you mean?
Well, we respect our customers and treat them like family, from sales all the way to service. In layman's terms, we just do what's right, every day, every time.
So that's it? Just good old southern hospitality?
You got it. We've been in the car business a long time. It's the way of doing business at Brubaker, and our customers love that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Kia and Infiniti in Montgomery, and Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Prattville, or visit them online at brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
Blue Water Broadcasting. Hey, love bugs. It is your afternoon diva, Tortoise, and I'm broadcasting live right now at Jones Drugs, located at 4117 Alabama 14 Highway, right here in Millbrook. I'm out here for our Blue Water Broadcasting Cram the Van School Supply Donation Drive, and I will be here until 1 p.m. today. Come on out right now. Bring out your supplies for the kids and teachers so we can help them right here in our river region. Make sure you look out for our Blue Water Sprinter. I'm out here with my shades on, ready for you guys to pull up and drop off those donations. So come on out right now to Jones Drugs, right here in Millbrook, 4117 Alabama 14 Highway. You can't miss it. Hey, it's your Diva Tortoise broadcasting live with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's met privately with New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez today about their differences, disagreements within the Democratic Party, and to, as some would say, bury the hatchet.
I would never even say that it was a hatchet, but I do think that we sat down today, we had a good meeting, and the Congresswoman is a very gracious member of Congress.
Ocasio-Cortez had accused Pelosi of singling out some congresswomen of color for criticism. President Trump on Twitter says Apple will not get a waiver on tariffs if the company moves Mac Pro laptop production from Texas to China. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross tells Fox Business Network,
"Well, the president is very committed to make America, buy America, and hire America. That's our dogma. We're going to stick to that, and it's appropriate."
This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our nice little summer heat break will be fading away soon. Today, more sunshine, still dry, high around 91. Tonight, mainly clear, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, you'll feel the humidity increasing, hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s, spotty, widely scattered storms in the afternoon and evening hours, and then more of the same on Monday and Tuesday. Summer will be back in all of its glory. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full service med spa, day spa, and salon located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to our good friend Delta Hotel. Delta Hotel, Delta Hotel, come in, Delta Hotel.
Hello, Delta Mike. How you doing today?
5x5, my friend. A little warm, but 5x5.
I have you the same. Hey, don't you just got to love the Marines, right?
Yeah,
ceremonial arrest. I mean, that's how you do it. I got to tell into that story yesterday, and I could not believe my ears, but I can't say that I'm shocked in some sense, because I know the temptation is probably pretty great for some of those young guys there on the border, but gotta love the Marines. Summary executions and ceremonial arrest. So.
Yep. That gets the word out fast, doesn't it, Delta Hotel?
Oh, boy, like a tsunami. I guarantee you, anybody else who's even remotely responsible or engaged in those kind of activities, boy, they're shutting it down real quick.
Yep.
So, yeah, I just wanted to call in and just put my stamp of approval on my brothers in the Marine Corps, Semper Fi.
Excellent, Delta Hotel. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Likewise.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
Doing good. Those Marines, they would not like that brig. It's not a nice place to be. I've been there one time.
Oh, you want to tell us the story behind that?
Well, we got caught in an off-limits bar in Germany. Yeah. Big sign out on the door, no Americans allowed. But we knew some guys that frequent the bar, and they invited us, and we went. And the bar got raided that night, and off to jail we went.
You know, I thought that was just kind of the old stuff from World War II. And when I was in the Philippines in Manila, and we were down from Subic, we'd fly out was it Subic and Clark? Not Clark. But, I mean, they literally have, you know, no military personnel allowed. Mm. There, none. And it's, you know, it's a kind of a seedy part right outside of a Subic Bay in particular. And I thought that was something from the movies or left over from World War II, but it's not.
No, sir. It's for real. Well, we never went back to Off Limits Bar again.
That got your attention, didn't it?
Yeah, sir. And in the jail there was like going to Dodge City with Mac Dillon. That's the kind of jail it was.
Oh, wow.
You know, like the old Western days of Mac Dillon. It was not nice.
Were they just doing that to hold you, or did they actually sentence you to the brig?
Oh, we only spent we spent the night, and the old platoon daddy had to come get us.
So. Platoon daddy, I've heard that before.
Yeah, and you know we got reprimanded 2 weeks. I don't know how many toilets I cleaned in them 2 weeks. but we paid for it. So, hey, Mr. Marta. What is your recipe for a peach on the grill?
Oh.
If you have time for that?
Yeah, sure. For you? Absolutely. Take a peach, cut it in half, take the pit out, and you can put some oil on it. I put a little bit of sugar on it, not much, just a little bit, and it just helps to get the sugar juices flowing a little faster. And let it sit there, and it'll soak in the oil, and it'll soak in a little bit of that sugar, and it'll start the sugar release in the peaches. Then take it, and then put it face down for a little bit, and then up on the grill, and make sure you've got a set of tongs where you can pick it up, and make sure they're not overly ripe. You just pick it up, and you put it over on the side. I did a direct heat and then indirect heat, and then put it in a bowl and had ice cream, French vanilla ice cream, vanilla bean ice cream. It was great.
So you do not wrap it in top of foil or anything. Just sit on there.
Just sit on straight on the grill. Straight on the grill. Now, also, I had a little peach balsamic vinegar that I put on there. I think that added to it, but I didn't think it was absolutely necessary.
Okay. But I'm going to try it this weekend.
Give it a shot and let me know how it turns out for you.
I will. I got one more question for you.
Sure.
I know you're the money man. Is there anyone that you know of around the Montgomery area that deals with coins?
Coins, I said,
nickel, dime, coins.
Right. Are you doing it for silver and gold content, or are you doing it as
both,
the pneumatic part of it?
And I got some rare coins. They're pretty old. I just like to get them checked out.
Okay, there's a place off the Atlanta Highway. You go up a little incline hill. He's on the right-hand side. He is a guy that I used to buy coins from, and he particularly would have, you know, if you wanted a bag full of silver dollars, old silver dollars, and you're just getting it from the silver content, I would buy those from him. And I used to collect coins, particularly gold and silver coins, but I'd get them at estate sales and things like that. But he can give you a price for it. Ask him if he's buying coins, and he'll tell you what he thinks that they're worth.
What is his name?
I don't know. I can't remember the name of his name. I haven't been there in a long time. But it's over before you get to Faulkner, it's on the right-hand side. No, it's before. It's after you get to Faulkner. It's on the right-hand side. You go up a little bit of hill. Get on the Internet. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll get on the Internet because you don't have Internet, right?
No, sir. I don't have a computer or nothing.
Let me see if I can find him, and I'll shout it out to you in the air, okay?
All right, sir. Enjoy your show. Hey, and I will listen.
I appreciate that.
I ain't going to be like that one call. I couldn't believe that. That was a weird call.
That was a strange call.
All right, sir. You enjoy. You all have a great weekend and be safe. Be back on Monday.
You too, my friend. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let me see our clips here since we're in the long segment here. Yeah, we did not do the North Korea thing, right?
Not yet.
Let's do North Korea missile launch. Margaret Brennan weighs in on this one.
North Korea claims to have tested a new high-tech weapon and says the missile launch was meant as a warning to U.S. ally South Korea. North Korea released these pictures of leader Kim Jong-un overseeing yesterday's launch of two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea.
Now, South Korea says the weapons were similar to this Russian-made missile that flies lower and can make in-flight adjustments. Think of that. The launches were the first since President Trump briefly entered North Korea last month during his latest meeting with Kim. CBS News senior foreign affairs correspondent and Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan is in Washington, and she joins us now. Margaret, good morning. We should remind people that this region of the world is vitally important to the global economy and global security. Five nuclear declared nations already. The U.S. is hoping North Korea will not become number six. Does this test set back those negotiations?
Well, President Trump is basically saying he's going to overlook these two missile tests. They were fired into the Sea of Japan. His national security advisor was in the region, but the president is giving Kim Jong-un a pass because he wants to get that stalled diplomacy going. Both he and Secretary Pompeo publicly dismissed the test last night, saying they're only short range, which that does pose a threat to America's allies, but not here on the U.S. mainland. So it is still worth pointing out, though, as our David Martin has reported, that the Pentagon notes the U.S. had no warning these tests were about to happen, which suggests North Korea's ability to covertly develop weapons is getting better.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, last night, Michael Moore was on TV.
Oh, boy.
On NBC, he said that they turned Michigan blue by promising the marijuana to the young and using voter suppression as a means to get the black vote. And, it looks like they have a strategy, of getting irritating or wooing people. And I was wondering, do you think that the Republicans have a strategy that can get that many people out in mass like they did in all these Midwest states and where they took back congressional seats?
I think the Trump campaign is going to be the driving engine of 2020 that's going to pull in House members. How many? I'm not quite sure. They have the most impressive voter ID and get out the vote operations that I'm aware of. I play the campaign manager's clips whenever I hear an interview with him, but he has identified people, he has their cell phone numbers, he has their email addresses, and he's communicating with them, and they have a huge list. I'm talking about millions upon millions upon millions of people that they're talking to now, they've identified now. I'm talking about like in the 25, 30 million. Their goal is to come up with 40 million people by the time we get to the election.
Yes.
And I think that's going to be the winning factor for Trump.
Yes. One other thing that I wanted to ask you, because you're an expert in lining up people for speeches and everything. I've always wondered why Trump doesn't take a big arena. He will have maybe 120,000 requests for tickets for a 20,000 unit stage. But why he doesn't take a big arena like Cliff Hare at Auburn or Alabama Stadium to really draw a 85 to 100,000 place where he's really popular for a really big show? Is there a reason that it's security, or is it just...
No, it's more of you want to make your event exclusive. They kind of did that in Mobile when he was there, and they did Ladd Stadium, and they blocked off the very end of it, and then they filled in behind him and up to about, I understand, about the 40-yard line of the going into the 40. But And it was a put, and they had everybody out in the field standing. And it was a good event, but as an events guy, you don't want to overshoot. You want to have a packed house with people outside. And so that's always been a strategy of theirs.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. I appreciate it. Can I get in on the drawing?
Absolutely. Give me your month and day of birth, James.
12-23.
Missed it by 2. James, thanks for the telephone call. We got him in. Indeed. You are in, my friend. We'll be doing that drawing at the final hour of the Dan Moore Show. You'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Clint, I have to tell you, I'm looking on a directory to try to find this place, and it doesn't look like it's there anymore now. That was a while back, so maybe he's closed down or moved or something like that, but the place I thought was there is not there any longer. Okay, so let's stay on with the North Korean missile launch. Margaret Brennan bringing out the big guns here.
Margaret, I remember you were at that failed summit in Vietnam back in the day. Do you think now that the talks have stalled between the two countries?
They have stalled, and that's why President Trump took that extraordinary trip to the DMZ and stepped into North Korea last month. This was a play to try to get the talks going again, but no meetings have taken place since that.
Why do you think they've stalled, Margaret? Why do you think they've stalled?
Well, North Korea so far doesn't want to give up any part of their program. They continue to develop their weapons. They want the U.S. to pull back sanctions. So far, they haven't gotten what they wanted, and the U.S. hasn't gotten what it wants. But at those presidential levels, they come out all smiles with the hope of negotiations. It's the working level that just is stalled. Secretary Pompeo said last night, in a handful of weeks, he thinks there may be another meeting scheduled, but that would be with someone called the U.S. envoy, Steve Biegun.
So, Margaret, while we're trying to negotiate with North Korea, the United States is also participating in a joint military operation, military drills with South Korea. So what's the geopolitical strategy of the U.S. in the region?
Well, you know this, Vlad. In the region, there are about 30,000 U.S. troops stationed on the peninsula. They practice these drills every year with our ally in order to show readiness. But North Korea continues to think that this is preparation for an invasion. The U.S. presence on the peninsula has been there to offset the threat from North Korea. But as you know, in Asia, the big concern is the growing threat from China. And so there is little appetite for pulling out entirely.
Wow. So there may be some type of meeting, but it's not going to be with the principals. It's going to be with some of the sub folks that are out there. And then North Korea is firing missiles to try to send a message to South Korea, I guess. And but Trump's like, well, they're not long-range missiles, so they're not going to bother us, but certainly bothering some of our allies. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back.
Mm-hmm. We still got a little bit of time.
Oh, we do? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we've already done there 10 minutes till?
Indeed.
Oh, wow. Sorry about that. I got ahead of myself. They're closing in on the teen murder suspects in Canada. Mm. Dad says he didn't think they were going to take him alive.
The father of one of the teenage suspects in an international murder mystery says he believes the manhunt for his son will end with his death. Briar Schmugelski and Cam McLeod are accused of killing three people on remote Canadian roads, including an American woman and her Australian boyfriend. Police say they have confirmed two sightings of the teens. Janet Shamlian is in British Columbia following the investigation.
Search dogs, drones, and armed police are now part of the hunt for these two teens, wanted in connection with the murders of three people, including North Carolina native China Deese and her Australian boyfriend Lucas Fowler. Police say there's been two sightings of suspects Cam McLeod and Briar Schmugelski in an area where they found their burned-out SUV.
This is very challenging terrain. This is a large area.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police believe the pair are on foot. Authorities have charged the teens with second-degree murder in the death of a Canadian man, a university lecturer whose body was discovered about 300 miles from where Deese and Fowler were found dead.
Yeah, they really are Royal Canadian Mounted Police, by the way. I mean,
they're still around.
Unit. Yeah, that's their unit. And we worked with those guys, those chaps, when we were in Canada doing the G8 meeting and some of our visits to Ottawa and places like that. And they're pretty neat guys. I mean, they really own their unit. They really own their history.
I saw the video yesterday of the father, I think they're mentioning, being interviewed, the father of one of the suspects, and second only to the victim's parents and the victim's family members. When you see the parents of these perpetrators, I mean, this guy broke down in tears saying, I'm just so sorry this happened. I don't know how this came to be, he might know. But, I mean, you could see he was utterly heartbroken when he was talking to him.
Well, and I think, particularly about what the parents said, is, you know, they're not going to take him alive. It's that, you know, they'll probably kill him, or, you know, death by cop type thing. But this is pretty, I mean, when you watch this thing, like I said, I've been kind of through this area that they're in, Saskatchewan, and there ain't nothing out there. I mean, you're in the wilderness.
And rural Canada's a weird. You think rural America's weird? Rural Canada's
really, because I mean, you can go for days and not see anything,
right?
Type thing. But they're going through this terrain. They had seen, they had some cameras. Some people in Canada are, you know, they're outdoors people. They got guns. There's, you know, mounted police that are going to get to them. Mounted's not going to get to them like in, you know, a day or so type of thing.
Right.
So they have to protect themselves. It's a very outdoors woodsman type attitude.
Self-sufficient culture up there.
And so they're, the whole towns have got their, these guys' pictures, they're locking their doors, they're hunkering down. This is the second part of the story.
The Canadian publication Globe and Mail reports the suspects are linked to now inactive social media accounts that share themes including the communist icon, far-right politics, and Nazi symbols. The Globe published this photo from a source allegedly showing Schmugelski with a gun.
A normal child doesn't travel across the country killing people.
Schmugelski's father worries his son may be on a suicide mission.
Rest in peace, Brian. I love you. I'm so sorry all this had to happen.
This story and the search have consumed Canada. It is on cable news here literally around the clock. People everywhere here are talking about it, saying this type of thing just does not happen in Canada. Tony, meanwhile, the search will continue this morning in an area of Manitoba that's been described as buggy, swampy, and brutal.
Buggy, swampy, and brutal. And that was, I think that was the clip that you had seen.
Yeah.
He was very distraught. And he said, you know, I think they're on a suicide mission. And these two kids, when you look at the pictures of them, and some, particularly some of the grainy videos of them, They just look a little strange, let's say.
Yeah, there's a look about them, and it's one thing.
Reminds me of the Columbine kids.
Right, exactly. That's the best way to put it. There's a bit of a... Well, to see their partners in crime, literally, and doing these sorts of things, it makes you wonder if, when they're caught, if they are caught alive, what the hell was your motive? Why?
It's because they just wanted to. I mean, there's some nutty people out there, there's no doubt about that. And we got to be really, really careful out there, and don't be overly trusting of a lot of folks. You never know what may be lurking out there.
Especially when you're traveling.
Especially when you're traveling and you're not from there, and they know you're not from there.
Yes.
That was one warning. Whenever I'd be traveling overseas, they would always, the State Department people would say, look, this isn't your country, and they know that you're not from this country, and so they may take advantage of you, they may do some other things, but they don't necessarily know who you are and what you do. You're with the White House, but all they know is you're American and you probably have money, particularly by the way you dress. So break out the jeans with the big old knee holes in them.
Dress like a bum and stay in the hostels.
News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back after our top of the hour break.
Drive, and there's no peace of mind. The place you see, riding on Lakeshore Drive.